I suck at jujitsu. How do I suck less?
I guess
I should
suck less.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the passion of the leader of the
Hey everybody, this is Josh McKinney, and I just want to welcome you to the newest episode of the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show, an ode to Jiu-Jitsu competition. This is actually not the plan for this week. This week we were supposed to look at my five biggest mistakes in my Jiu-Jitsu, and I actually have a really good episode planned for that. I just did not, I'm competing this week, to be honest, the week of recording this, and so that's what's on my mind, and I just would rather do this episode today. And I think that people are going to really like this one. We haven't been doing a ton of jiu-jitsu competition stuff lately. And so I'm really excited to get into this one. And I think that you guys are really going to like this one. It is going to be fun because everything that we are digging into is going to just be encouraging. It's just going to be about that I think you should probably compete in jiu-jitsu. And we're going to also look at the caveats, look at the people that maybe shouldn't compete in jiu-jitsu, and maybe it's not as smart. But I'm just going to kind of try to sell you guys on this one that you should be at least testing yourself a little bit and trying to compete in jiu-jitsu. And so, that's pretty much all I have for you. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get started on this episode. So big idea one is why should you be competing in jiu-jitsu? Why does it matter? And does it matter for you? Does it make sense for you? My biggest reason for my students to compete is actually not technical. It's not a jiu-jitsu concept. It is simply because not many places can you just pay like $80 to nowadays maybe $180, just pay $100 to go get a chance to actually look fear in the face and try to conquer it, and also try to conquer yourself a little bit if you can conquer fear. And so the reason I say that is because the reason most people that want to compete at jiu-jitsu, the reason that they don't compete in jiu-jitsu, in my opinion, is fear. And I know that that is offensive to people. Like, no, that's not why. The only reason I don't compete is ... right? And look, there are good reasons to not compete. My dad doesn't compete. My dad's 62, right? He's a black belt. He's in great shape. He could compete. There are even divisions for him. But the risk of him getting hurt, and this is something that even I push to him too, right? He would... If I was like, Dad, I think you should compete, he would do it, right? So don't go telling him that. But anyway, if I say that, he would want to compete. But together, we kind of both agree, it's not a good idea. It's pretty hard on your body, right? And it's just, especially as you age, there is definitely risk of injury. But I really don't see that is the reason that most people don't compete. And most people in jiu-jitsu, I assume if you maybe train somewhere that nobody ever does, and so you're just not around it, but most people in jiu-jitsu like the idea of competing in jiu-jitsu. It sounds like something fun. Maybe they even have this little mental picture in the back of their head that they are somebody that competes in jiu-jitsu. And I know a lot of people like that. And then I know a lot of people that were like that and then finally just took the step and started to train or started to compete. And that is kind of like the intro to this first story for you guys. I have a lot of stories for you. Last week, we just told my whole life story. But this week, we just have a mix of different stories. I think that this is a perfect example of this idea of paying $80 to conquer fear. This was an IBJJF tournament, so it was probably closer to, you know, $200 plus hotel and gas. But regardless, it's still a great story. How this goes, and this was actually told on the podcast once, but it was really early on in the studio and is an episode I wasn't able to release because the sound quality was so bad. We didn't have the mics. I didn't have the mics set right. I really just didn't know how to use it yet. And I haven't said that I won't post it because I've always hoped I've been able to fix the sound well enough. But it's just, it hasn't been there. And, so maybe we'll have to re-record this one. But, anyway, the story is like this. This is a couple of years ago. We were at an IBJJF tournament, and this one was special for me because, the guy that runs my other gym, right? We have Head Nod HQ and we have Head Nod Training Center, Jerseyville. My black belt, Logan, he has been on the podcast a bunch, but he decides he's going to compete at this one. And what's different about this one, he's a brown belt at the time, is he hasn't competed in a long time. And he really hasn't competed in a long time. Of course, life is busy. There's all kinds of other reasons, but a big reason is the anxiety of it, right? Is the going out there and having to get in front of your friends and your family and perform your art, and you get one shot to do it. And there is this pressure on you when you go compete, even though there really isn't. You know, I've lost quote unquote big matches, and the truth is nobody really cared. I have one annoying purple belt who's like 18 at my gym that always tries to bring up losses. But he's an 18-year-old annoying purple belt. You know, who cares, right? That's the only person that is going to bring up your losses is an 18-year-old annoying purple belt, right? No one cares if you go out and you don't perform. But there is this fear that you're going to go out, and especially as a coach, and Logan at this time was a coach, you're going to go out and you're other people's coach. What if you go as a brown belt, you just go get wrecked in your first match, and then your second match, you just go and just get destroyed? What are you going to do, right? Are your students going to say, well, this guy doesn't know jiu-jitsu, this guy sucks? No, I don't think they will. But that's still the fear. I still fear it now as a competitor, and I know that that won't happen. But I still, like, there is this fear of embarrassment when you go out to jiu-jitsu competition. There's just all these other fears when you go out to jiu-jitsu competition. And I know it's a weird way to start an episode, is like, yeah, it's really scary. But I think this story will help us be a little more understanding to why we started with fear. But for Logan, we knew that this was going to be a really, really hard day. We knew it was going to be a hard experience. He also had students of his competing at the tournament. But we knew for him, just the anxiety after years of not doing it was going to be real. But he wanted to not just compete. He's like, dude, I see you traveling all the time and competing all the time. He's like, I want to be a competitor. And he's like, I'm ready to do it. And he's like, I'm not gonna let fear hold me back. And it sounds silly, but the fear was just so big. And you know, he told this story on the podcast, even though you guys didn't hear it, but I will repeat it to you. There is this, like, when we get to the tournament, he didn't compete till like 4 or 5 p.m. And we get there at 9 a.m. And you could just feel the anxiety that he was struggling with, to a point where multiple of my coaches come up to me and said, hey, have you talked to Logan? The funny thing is, he and I had actually planned that, like, hey, we know that this is going to be horrible. We know that this is going to suck, and there's nothing we can do about that. All we can do is wait for the moment to come, and when the moment comes, just go compete. Deal with the fear. When the moment comes, just go compete. And we literally, I'm not exaggerating, he and I talked about this for months. Just, you know, don't ask me how I'm doing about it. You know, don't ask me how I feel about it. I feel terrible. I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to do it. And when the moment comes, I'm going to go just try my best. I'm going to go perform. And that was all it was. And that was the mindset. And we have dissected a million things on competition anxiety. And this isn't really as much of a how-to episode. But you know, typical stuff, breath work, mindset, just trying to disassociate from the situation so you can go in and just perform. And, you know, this dude warmed up in the bullpen for like 3 hours with his headphones on, just getting that anxiety out a little bit, right? And when it was time to perform, it was not the greatest draw. He draws somebody that, full disclosure, me and Richie were going to coach one of my brown belts. We're going to coach him in this match. And I'm like, Richie, how do you think this goes? And he's like, how do you think this goes? And I said, I just want this guy to perform. I just want him to go do it. Like, neither of us really, like, looking back, we had no intention that Logan was going to, like, it wasn't even about that. The anxiety was so big, we couldn't care less if this dude lost. We literally were in this point where we're just sitting there going, I just want him to perform. Like, I've seen how hard this has been on him, and I just would hate for him to go through this and just not get to do any jiu-jitsu. And that was kind of how we were talking. And then the match starts, and Logan looks like himself as a person on the mat, and that is like huge. Most people, that's what you, when you lose in competition, especially early on, you're like, I didn't feel like I performed my jiu-jitsu. And he went out and performed his jiu-jitsu, and he actually finished this guy that was one of the most experienced competitors at the entire tournament, that Logan had to have first round. And then in his final, that was his semi, and then in his final, he passed the guy, mounted him, put pressure on him, I think passed him and mounted him again, and won the match. And won the entire tournament. And it was, to me, looking back, one of the most fun moments in competition ever for me. And I wasn't even competing. I was, you know, coach in that situation. But it was so crazy to see somebody that really did have this mountain of fear and just look it in the face for whatever reason and say, today, I'm done with this. I'm going to go compete, you know? And he had competed before, but, you know, do you assume that he had great experiences if he felt this way about competing? You know, he didn't. And so as I look back on that story, I just think about like how big of a moment in my life that is. So how big of a moment in Logan's life must that be, right? And I have the same types of moments in my life, right? And of competing, maybe not to that level of fear, but just dealing with the fear of jiu-jitsu competition and overcoming it and making it through. And I just, I can't think of any other way I could have gotten to face those fears without competing, right? I'm sure there are other things that make you face-to-face with fear, right? But not many that are $80, right? So that is kind of why I look at that. That's why I look at why people should compete for a fear basis. You can look at just overcoming your fear, and that's important. That's something that if people could do, it just kind of changes your life in other places. If you struggle as much as some people do with competition anxiety, as much as I did, I've told you guys this, I, for years, and it wasn't at first, I, for a long time, had none. I just would go and beat people down, and I was just a kid who trained a lot. And then when I started to put more pressure on myself, when the competition got higher, when I got to train less, I started losing more. And when I started losing more, my competition kind of went with it. And so kind of as I look back on that, I'm like, man, that's really where that started. And I dealt with this performance anxiety and the inability to perform competition after competition. And I couldn't pin it down. And it took a long time, but we got to this place where I just go compete. If somebody beats me, most likely they're just better than me. You know, it wasn't that I wasn't myself. It wasn't that I didn't perform. It is just that they were better. And that's really nice to know, because then it makes it so much easier to go back to the drawing board and start to look at how can I fix this? How can I get better at jiu-jitsu? And that takes me to big idea number two. It's because it just makes you better at jiu-jitsu. I remember in man, this must have been 2010. I was 17 and I did a private lesson. Me and my dad actually talked about this last week. Me and my dad would go and travel and do private lessons. He would get me out of school. And we went and trained with Jack McVicker, and he was talking to us about why he competes and why he still does it. And we're just kind of discussing that. And he says, well, you know, as a competitor, you'll tend to just be better. He goes, if you go to a gym and you pick out the five best guys, most of the time, those are the competitors at the gym. And it's not because you send out your five best guys to go compete. It's because those guys have to dedicate a little more. They have to focus a little more. They have to train a little harder and a little more consistently because, just like we talked about it earlier, the fear of embarrassing yourself, the fear of sucking. Right. And so one of the best ways, though, and we talked about this with Jared last week, one of the best ways to get good is to go out and lose if you have to. But you go out. Right. And he was talking about that when he started out. We saw his first competition ever. It was against one of the best guys in his weight class at the time. And he lost. And then he got a little better, and then he got a little better. But he was, like he said, he was losing. And he's like, and so many people will just quit because they can't handle losing. And not only will that make your mindset suffer, but I'm telling you, that mindset of not competing out of fear of losing. And I know, like, look, I promise you guys, I hate losing. I promise you guys, as a grown man, I have cried because I've lost jiu-jitsu competitions, okay? While you've listened to this podcast and had respect for me on a Thursday morning, that Saturday, I had cried real tears as a grown man because I lost a jiu-jitsu competition. I hate losing, okay? Not a fan. But I still will go out and lose if I have to, because a lot of the time, willingness to lose today turns into wins tomorrow, okay? Willingness to go out there and compete. You don't need to have this cool persona. This is like, and I see it amongst all of my peers. I see it amongst gym owners. I see it amongst content creators. I see it amongst anybody who has some quote-unquote authority in jiu-jitsu. They get so scared of people finding out that they're not as good as they portray themselves to be. And okay, who cares what people think? Because you're actually making yourself suffer. You would be getting better if you were following the routine of a competitor. You would be getting better if you were doing the training that competitors have to do. And again, like I said, this caveat, some people physically just cannot do that, right? Their job or their age or their life makes that not a smart thing to do. But for most people, especially most people that just don't have anything to do, doing a jiu-jitsu competition, though it will consume your life, and trying to turn yourself into a competitor, I think is just so big. And I don't know if it really turns you into this super confident person. I think for some people it does. But I think the thing about jiu-jitsu competition is it is so humbling. It's crazy how humbling it is to not, even if you win, but to be that close and that exhausted, that close to death because you're that exhausted, it is unbelievable. It is the greatest experience. But sometimes you just go with somebody that is simply better than you. I remember when I grappled Yago Souza in 2020. This is like when things start to open up, we can compete in like Dallas and stuff like that. And I go compete against him, and I got on bottom with him. And I remember coming home that Monday, no excuses. I actually could have made excuses, right? You always can. There's always something in your training. There's always something in your life that came up and you're like, oh, well, that's why I lost. But the truth is, you lost because the person was better at performing jiu-jitsu that day. And that is very, that's a very important skill, right? That's kind of the skill of competing. And his jiu-jitsu was unbelievably good. And I remember coming back and not having any excuses and being like, oh my gosh, that was mind-blowing how good this guy was. And I had competed at black belt for a while. I just never felt somebody that I thought was like that. And I remember that Monday breaking down techniques with my my brown belt Richie. We're like, okay, what are we gonna do differently, because this dude's passing was different. And I remember talking to him and going, it felt like he was so close to me. And then as we talked more, it was like it felt like he was walking towards my hips. And then from there, after months of dissecting and training and positional sparring and doing all the things we should, that is where the idea of chest over chest really came from, which is like, for me, this is the thing that I teach every time I teach a seminar. It's what people want to learn. It's like, oh, can you show chest over chest stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah, I would love to, right? But that biggest idea, it came from, one, me losing, but then it also... it came from not you win or you learn, because you can easily lose and not learn, right? It's very easy to lose and go, oh, well, I was sick that day. My stomach hurt. I swam in a pool and the chlorine got in my eyes. And, you know, I just was having trouble getting grips because my eyes were burning. And you know, the time change really got me. We went from, you know, Central to East Coast. Eastern time is tough to do. And so, you know, there's all these excuses. It's so easy to make excuses. But when you do that, you let yourself off the hook and you steal your chance to go, okay, where did I lose? Because that's a big hole in my game that prevented me from doing what I wanted to do. I need to fix that. I need to tighten that up. And so, and that's all it was. And it wasn't even that. I was even tightening a hole. I wasn't even focusing on the guard retention. I was focusing on my guard retention seems to work on everybody. And this dude just killed it. What did he do to do that? I need to be doing that. And that only comes from going and getting beat up. But it's just, it's so easy for people to make these excuses. It's so easy to let it turn into, I got screwed by the ref. I did this. I did that. Regardless, you have to go perform, right? Regardless what the situation is. And when you let it be on yourself, you'll always be able to find more holes in your mindset, more holes in your jiu-jitsu. And the reason I can say this confidently is because I've done this for years, and it's gotten me from a very, very new black belt, a very, very green black belt, to one who has won a big adult competition and, you know, has become a good competitor. And that only came from losing a lot. If I had not competed over those years that it took me, I promise you I would not have gotten as good at jiu-jitsu. But I think now we'll just kind of go into our commercial break for this episode. And then when we come back, we're going to look at the third big idea and the most important big idea of why we train or why we compete in jiu-jitsu. And that is how much fun it is to chase the jiu-jitsu dream. Yeah, how much fun it is to chase jiu-jitsu competition. And we're going to kind of look at that next. Hey guys, this is Josh McKinney. I just want to interrupt this episode and tell you about the biggest thing I've ever told you about on the podcast. We talked about it last week, and it is I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Pro. Are you sick of sucking at jiu-jitsu? Is the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu show almost enough? But Josh, there's no video. There's no jiu-jitsu concepts in this. There's no instruction. There's no technique. It's just ideas. It's just strategies. It's just things. This show sucks is what I'm telling you, Josh. I need something more. Look, I hear you. Someone tells me that at least 10 times a day. It's usually my wife. But what I tell my wife now is you should subscribe to the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro. And the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro is only at simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com. And what it is we took all of the instructionals that I have ever made. We packaged them for one price. Okay, so if I put them all together, it would turn out to be about $570. And so we thought it made a lot of sense to take that and to give it to you guys for $20. And then each month from now, we thought we would add a new instructional to that. And so that is what the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro is. For $20 a month, you will be getting new instructionals, new premium podcasts. And just while we're on the subject, I'll tell you about what we have coming up. On April 1st, we're going to be dropping exclusively on the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro, the Trinity of Guard Passing. And this is an instructional that I have been teasing on the podcast for literally 3 years now. I've been working on it for literally 3 years now. And now the concepts are detailed enough, they make enough sense, they are simple enough that I'm ready to share it with you guys. And so in this Trinity of Guard Passing, we look at all kinds of different specific technical guard passes, but we really focus on the concepts that make guard passing work. And this is available only for people that subscribe to the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro. And so if that is interesting to you, if you feel like, you know what, this dude is obviously out of his mind, I better jump on this while I can because, you know, this show is going to be going bye-bye soon. If you feel that way, like we all do, then you should check out the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro. It is only at simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com. You can check the link in the description and get on. And I guess that also really does support the podcast. And if you love the podcast, we'd love it if you guys support us. Also, 5-star review. We'll finish this commercial now. All right, guys, and we are back. And I just want to make sure to apologize that that commercial was terrible. The one that ChatGPT wrote for me, it was just, it wasn't working, and so I had to just go off the cuff. And so, sorry that one got weird. I don't know what to tell you. It's just how life is sometimes. But let's go ahead and talk about kind of our last big idea on why jiu-jitsu competition is awesome and why I think most people would really benefit from doing it. And it is the fun of it all. I would say the fear part of it is not fun. Every other part of the jiu-jitsu competition is pretty darn fun. And then doing it over a long period of time and kind of learning to not only build a mindset, but to kind of build yourself up and to say, okay, I was this guy and I was trying to compete. And 2 years later, I am almost a totally different person physically. My jiu-jitsu is completely different now. My mindset is completely different now. And getting to do that for me has been the most fun part about jiu-jitsu competition. I think back, and we were talking about this really early on, first time I competed as a black belt, it was the Austin Open, and the guy I competed against, he had just he was just kind of like getting back into competition. He was a little bit older, but at a time when I was a white belt, he had won like weight and open class of black belt or adult worlds, and so this was going to be a tough first welcome to black belt match, right? And I did fine, honestly, in the match. I ended up losing, and looking back. Just looking back on the thoughts that I was having and how I handled the thoughts and where my focus was, I just go, man, not only was my jiu-jitsu not near as good, but my mindset was not very good. And this is, you know, when I talk about all the things that I love about jiu-jitsu competition, like I talk about the fear of it and like, oh yeah, you should compete in jiu-jitsu because there's a bunch of fear when you go and do it. And then I talk about, you know, I talk about how, well, if you want to get good, you just go and lose a bunch and get embarrassed. And now I'm telling you guys that the most fun, the best part of the jiu-jitsu competition is the suffering that comes before the jiu-jitsu competition. And the reason I say that is because there is something, one, about shared suffering. If you and your buddies are going to all go and jump in the car and you're going to go compete, it's all suffering. Honestly, I'm going to give you guys the big reveal. Jiu-jitsu competition sucks. It's terrible. It's no fun to do. But for some reason, when you get three of your buddies and you all train really hard and you listen to every episode of the Isekai Jiu-Jitsu Show, you subscribe to the Isekai Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro, you get a ton of reps in, and then you go and compete and you drive 8 hours to go compete at a tournament where each of you is going to have like two matches. And then you stay in a one bed Motel 3 at, 20 miles from the venue. And then you have to go compete that next day. There's no breakfast. It's just a miserable, miserable day. Oh, guess what? All the vending machines are broken. The water's out. The power's out at this venue. Oh, man. And you will leave and you guys will be like, that was awesome. Do you remember how we didn't sleep last night because drug dealers were murdering each other in the parking lot? That was sweet. Do you remember how Jim broke his leg in half and how we just have it hanging out the window right now on our way home? Why is that stuff fun? Jiu-jitsu competition makes no sense. But as somebody who has done a lot of jiu-jitsu competition, it is so much fun to have those experiences. Most of my best jiu-jitsu stories are from competition, and most of those stories are bad if you're a fan of Josh McKinney. Most of those stories are negative, like something bad happened. But so often, something bad happening to you can change your perspective, and it can make you better. I really think about why this podcast really exists. And I started it a little before COVID, but it was very much just something I was randomly doing when I felt like it, when I had an idea. And there was no real commitment. And then in COVID, I needed something to take my time. But then I also realized that my in-person jiu-jitsu business was closed. And I was like, I've got to have backup. And it was just something that obviously something we couldn't have planned for, but it did show me a hole in how I was set up. And so that's why this podcast is where it is. And it's simply because something bad happened. And again, I guess with a jiu-jitsu competition, all in all, this is not a point that is in my notes. But when I really look at it, a jiu-jitsu competition is just paying for something bad to happen and then training really, really hard so that you're like tough enough to fix it. You're tough enough to make that bad thing not happen. And getting to do that over and over again is just absolutely so much fun. And I even look at, I've been very honest with you guys about how hard it's been as a new dad, and just with a disrespectful son who doesn't sleep, to run all the things I run and train as much as I need to train to get back into competing. And the truth was, I really didn't get back into competition shape until after the first time I competed once from coming back from Matthew being born. When that happens, so like I look, all right, in 5 weeks, 6 weeks, like I can do this tournament. I know I can do it. I don't know if it's going to be perfect. I don't know if I'm going to feel exactly the way I should, but I can go compete. I know that there is another wolf inside of me that has not been fed, and he wants to compete. He wants some walking around money. He wants to go buy some shoes. And man, this episode's been wild. If you guys picked up that reference, tag me on Instagram. But that was so dumb. Anyway, like I was saying, when I signed up for this competition, I wasn't ready. But my training adjusted immediately. I started making time, and I also had to feel my way through how I was, where I was at physically. You know, I was not in great shape, and getting back into shape, getting back training was really, really hard. But I did it, and it wasn't even until a couple weeks after the tournament. But then I finally would go into training and like come out and be like, oh, wow, I'm back. I feel good again. And I not only felt good physically, but I also felt good mentally too. My son still didn't sleep, you know? Like, it's not like things are just, oh, everything's great now. It's just that you feel better in the moment. You feel better in the situation. And I'm telling you guys, I know that this has just been a really long sell on probably why you shouldn't compete in jiu-jitsu competitions, because it's miserable. But there's something about that misery that is just, it's so fun to share with your friends. And I don't know, it makes you better at jiu-jitsu. And I could be just totally wrong about this part. But getting beat up enough, losing enough, getting embarrassed enough, for some reason, it just makes you a better person. And if you get good at jiu-jitsu, you stop getting beat up enough. You start to get a douchey. I see it happen all the time. It happens to me sometimes. Luckily, you surround yourself with people that can beat you up. And if you don't have people that can beat you up, you go find people and you pay to fight them. That is the beauty of jiu-jitsu competition, in my opinion. It's why people should do it. That's all I have for you guys. I know this is a shorter one, but we will go ahead and turn this back over to Josh one more time to close us out on this episode. And that is the episode. Thank you guys for checking this one out. And just want to finish and let you guys know to not forget about the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro. This really is, if I'm really being honest, you know, I gave that kind of funny commercial, but the reason that we're doing this is because I hate selling stuff. I really do. I hate having to work so hard on this creative jiu-jitsu product. And this project that I really, you know, any of the projects that I've made, you guys can always tell that I put thought into it. You know, I really care about doing it. It's my art. And the problem is I don't really care about selling. If you go back to a lot of the sales pages on Simplifying Jiu-Jitsu, some of them have parts that are old, that are outdated, and I just didn't fix because I just don't care about selling. I don't like doing it. And this idea of, well, what if you put everything together and all of the products you create, you put there and you don't have to sell anymore. And that really, when somebody suggested that to me, it made so much sense. And so the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu, oh my gosh, I can't even talk. The I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show Pro is, it's just one of those things of like, when you want to sign up for it, when you want to learn some jiu-jitsu, when you need some inspiration, sign up for it. And I really do think it's something that will help a lot of people, even right now before we've added anything new to it, because we've put so much effort and so much good stuff into all the instructionals that you get when you sign up right now. But then don't forget, in like 2 weeks, on April 1st, we're going to be dropping the Trinity of Guard Passing. I'm so excited about that. That we actually took 8 months to film. And so we really did put a lot into that one. But the other things to keep in mind, if you guys ever have any topics for the show, or if you ever just want to ask any questions, you can always go to simplifyingjiu-jitsu.com/ask. That is in the description. Also in the description, you could get a free copy of The Three Lenses, my newest ebook. You can follow us on our Instagram, or if you follow us on YouTube, we just post a lot of short content for people who are shorter attention span, which I doubt is you because you're listening to the end of this episode. But then if not, be sure to check out the YouTube channel. Just in general, some of our free content, just our jiu-jitsu instructional content, I think is really good, really helpful for a lot of people who like the type of learning that we do on the I Suck at Jiu-Jitsu Show. And so that is all I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And most importantly, I hope that today's episode helps you guys suck just a little bit less at jiu-jitsu. Have a great day, guys.